This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.
UNC Hoops special presented by Bank of Colorado. Practice is over. Good. I was going to go talk to Coach and say, hey, Coach, can you guys keep it down a little bit? You know, Colin, would that be a good idea? Colin Goss joining us, Director of Basketball Operations. And, Colin, I just got to say, man, you bust your tail. Everything that we request and need on the radio side from you guys is, I mean, you're handling everything, man. So I just got to say, you know, tip of the cap.
Appreciate you, Brady, man. Yeah, my job's kind of I like to think of it as like a Swiss Army knife, and so
you do everything.
Just kind of
man.
Available to kind of do whatever's needed. So it's been good.
I know, Coach Smiley. He's always anytime I ask him questions that he doesn't know, we'll talk to Colin. We'll talk to Coach Colin,
sir,
man. We'll
yes,
get that
sir.
figured out. Man, it was intense today. Practice was rolling. Very, very fun to be out here and watch, sitting in the corner. We might have to make this a regular thing.
Yeah, no, I think, honestly, maybe it was something with you being around. The guys were kind of turned up a little bit today. So, no, I thought it was a pretty good day. You know, our first day kind of getting back after it yesterday and then kind of started again today. And I think today was a little bit better than yesterday, just kind of our guys getting back into the flow of things and getting used to kind of how we do things again. And so, it was pretty good.
Well, we had Quinn Danker on, and he was doing play-by-play of practice, actually. You're not going to get, you know, many shows in August to do play-by-play of practice.
For sure.
And it was awesome. He's going through all the drills, and, of course, he was speaking very highly of our other guests here, sitting here, Vincent Delano. Excited to see you this upcoming season, my friend.
I appreciate
it. Talking to Quinn, it's like Quinn, you know, almost that sense of, handing over the torch, so to speak.
Yes,
do you kind of feel like that?
Yeah, yes, sir. You know, I feel like my year last year, Quinn Danker, very good player, as we all know. I learned so many things from Quinn, and just leadership-wise, basketball-wise, on and off the court. I feel like I learned a lot from him, so I'm just excited to show what I learned and, you know, get to hoop in this year.
What's your confidence level like today compared to where it was, you know, throughout the course of the season?
Today is a lot higher. Obviously, coming in from my second year, I know the system, know the guys, know all the coaches. So I feel a lot more comfortable coming in. Last year, you know, just coming into a whole new system, learning a new playbook, learning everything new. You know, it's a little different at first, but I got into the flow of everything comfortably. So yeah,
I didn't, you know, from a fan's perspective too. I watched you, and it felt like a lot of times you're thrown to the wolves. You're going up against teams that are putting that press on. I thought you handled the ball so well. So from my perspective, it's like that guy's as confident as they come.
Yeah.
It was awesome, and that's where I said, man, the future is really bright for this dude.
It. Thank you.
Colin, what do you think of Vincent's game so far, man?
Yeah, no, I think kind of like what Vince was saying is, you know, obviously that first year is hard sometimes on guys, right, just kind of getting used to the system and kind of how we want to do things. And so now him, you know, having a year under the belt with us and just understanding how we want him to play and the things we need from him, you know, it'd be great to have him step into a bigger role this year.
Yeah.
Like you said, he's learned some things from Quinn, just the experience of playing in some big games and starting some games last year as well. And so, you know, we're excited to kind of have him, you know, leading some of the ship and being a leader for our guys, especially with such a new group. So
yeah, a lot. And that was part of, again, as much as I love this Bears program, I said this broadcast today is also self-serving for me because it gives me the quick ticket inside here to get to know a lot of these faces too, to learn about a lot of these guys.
Yeah, definitely. I think, man, it's just such a new team. I want to say it's eight new guys, if my math's correct, six returners. And so we're leaning on our returners to kind of pull those guys along, right? Like I said, it's just – every place is kind of different, and nowadays, you know, guys are coming from different spots and they do things differently, and so you know, we do things a certain way, and so just trying to lean on our returners to kind of get those guys up to speed on kind of how we do things at UNC, and can hopefully continue with the success we've had. So
we've got assistant coach and director of basketball operations Colin Goss and Vincent Delano, point guard.
Yes,
I hate saying point guard now because you guys do so many different things where it's not just like guard, point guard, whatever.
Yeah,
but
true.
Obviously guard, and we know you're going to be handling the rock.
Yes, sir.
We'll
yes,
basically
sir.
Say it like that, man. How excited are you guys for this Puerto Rico trip coming up?
I'm excited. I haven't been to Puerto Rico, and it's probably been a couple years. Puerto Rico's a very beautiful place. I'm excited, you know, get to play some pro teams out there, good experience, you know, get some beach in. So
yeah, you got to have a little bit of time where it's, like, not just basketball, right? Because it's about the team bonding experience too,
for
right,
sure.
Coach?
For sure, yeah. No, like you said, excited to go out there. You know, somewhere we did, obviously, the Portugal thing last year. I think it just allows us to get an extra head start on the season, right? Getting out to play some real games versus another team, right, not yourself. And so just getting ahead of the curve, and then, like you said, just having a little bit of fun, right, just more of the team bonding aspect of getting out there together, doing a bunch of things together, and then just, you know, propelling that into the year. So it should be fun.
And you get the extra practices, too,
yep,
which this
yep.
is a part of it. We're day two of these extra practices. I think it's funny because, you know, a lot of people are, like, we're in the football mode. People are in that football mode. I walk by, there's football practice out there. But we love talking hoops on the whole show, man. So I'm like, hey, you're not going to get many shows in the state of Colorado that are doing deep dive basketball talk in August, but that's also because you guys give us that access, so we really appreciate
it. Yeah, we're appreciative of you guys just wanting to be out here and showcasing our guys in the program, and so, you know, we're excited and we love it. So.
Well, Vincent, you're one of those guys. Yes. I keep saying circle. Watch out for this dude because I think it's going to be a big season coming up for you.
Yes, sir. I appreciate it. I'm really excited.
All right, my friend. This won't be the last time we chat. Oh, we got to get you on the show more, man. Like, this is the first. It takes me coming out here to the den to get you on. We got to get you in the studio again.
Definitely got to make it up there sometime.
Because Coach Reed and Dorian Green were in studio for the podcast, man, so you're next.
Definitely. I'm up. I'm ready whenever. So
you bring Vincent in, too.
Yes, sir.
Some ball handling skills. All right, fellas, we'll let you guys run out of here.
Appreciate you, Brady.
Appreciate you guys. Good luck. Good luck this weekend and good luck on the season.
Thank you.
All right, fellas. There's Coach Colin Goss, assistant coach and director of basketball operations. That was Vincent Delano joining us. And now, I guess, like, we got the old guy. Is that what we're saying? Campbell Blogg from Melbourne, Australia.
Yes, you pronounced
it's
that
not
correctly.
Melbourne, Australia.
Melbourne.
It's Melbourne, Australia. Good to meet you, my friend.
Yeah, likewise. Yeah, I guess I'm an old young guy. We'll call it that.
Well, I'm really old. So for me to call anybody old is kind of, you know, it's kind of crazy at this point. But you know what I tell you? This is your second day here.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It did not look like that at all. It looked like you've been with this team for years, man. And we were talking to some of the guys earlier, and they were all so impressed. You're just like instant fill-in here. It's amazing.
Yeah, I appreciate that. I try to just come in and, you know, the system's actually quite similar to back home. So it was kind of like getting used to all the different terminology that coach uses. But, yeah, I feel like yesterday was definitely like, okay, here we go. This is it, first day. I didn't think I did the best yesterday, but today I felt like I did a much better job.
I mean, it was amazing to me because everyone kept saying, you know, he just got here and he's figuring out. You mentioned it, though. That's what caught my attention, the terminology. Was that one of the reasons you chose to come to UNC? Because you looked at maybe their system, how Coach Smiley does things, and thought, that might be an easier transition for me.
Yeah, well, like the first phone call I had with Coach Smiley, you know, I was hooked on the program. So, you know, he sort of laid down, you know, how they played, you know, what they go by, what their rules are. And, you know, I loved it straight away. You know, they play fast. They shoot lots of threes. It's very, very, they play hard. It's like they're very similar to back home. So, and, you know, he takes stuff from, like, I played in the NBL. So he takes a lot of plays and stuff from the offensive side in the NBL, which has helped me have the sort of seamless transition like you were saying.
Well, and you just get here, and then you got to get back on another plane to go to Puerto Rico.
That's
so
it.
It's been a lot of traveling for you, man. Is that in your background? Do you travel a lot?
Man, not really. I mean, Australia's so far away from everything. I went to Europe last year on a little holiday, which was nice, some long flights. But other than that, like, yeah, I've been out here a week. That was a long travel day, like 24 hours. Yeah, man, ready to get back on another plane.
You're ready to go again. You don't even get a rest before you get it, but practice a lot. But this will be good, too, and probably really good and important for you to get to know your teammates just a little bit better in a unique environment.
Yeah, 100%. I think, you know, one of the reasons that this trip has become a possibility is for guys like me and all the new guys that are in the program as well, right? To, you know, learn how each other plays and get used to the way we all play and... Yeah, I think it's going to be great for us. You know, it could look messy at times, but, you know, X's and O's, you know, at this stage of the year, they don't matter as much as, you know, the effort that we're putting in. Mistakes are going to happen, but it's as long as we, you know, talk about those mistakes and problem solve on the fly is how we're going to get better.
Now, you know, kind of that process before you got here, how often were you in contact with Coach Smiley and going over things? Because you can't really be here, but you're going to be at some point. What was that like for you? Were you just chomping at the bit, couldn't wait to get here?
Yeah, that was definitely it. So basically, in March or around then, around the start of the year, was sort of when you know, I started getting in contact with Coach Smiley and the other coaches. But from the first phone call, it was like, man, every few days we were calling, getting in contact. You know, got on a Zoom call with my parents, which was great. You know, my parents loved the vibe that the coaches and the program gave off. So. Yeah, but from there, it was just like, I loved it because I was keeping in contact. I was messaging a lot of the guys on the team, getting to know them, which was great. So when I got here, it wasn't like I was the new guy. But, man, like I've been speaking to a lot of these guys for the past few months.
It seems like that. We were talking to Egan Shields earlier, and he was, of course, joking. He called you old. Don't tell him I said it. He's bigger than me, so I don't want to get involved. Yeah, You're both bigger than me. But he talked like you guys were just best friends, like you were just lifelong pals. So you can already get that sense that there is something already built.
Yeah, that's the thing about this group. Like, been in the locker room for 2 days, but, you know, this group's a tight group, and it's a tight-knit group. So we get along great. It's a bunch of hard workers that want to get better. Yeah. So, it was frustrating not being able to work out in the summer for those 8 weeks. I was watching film just, like, chomping at the bit, like, waiting to get here. But, hey, I'm here now.
Campbell, we are excited to see you. When Coach Smiley first told us about you coming here to be a Bear, we were pumped about it. So best of luck to you guys this weekend going to Puerto Rico. And then throughout the course of the season, I know we'll catch up again soon. Man.
Appreciate it.
All
awesome.
Right, well, good
Thanks
luck
for
to
having
you,
me
man.
On. Yeah.
All right, we're going to take a short break here. We've got, I think, Manning's coming up next. Is that right? All right, we'll keep it rolling. We're getting to know this Bears roster thanks to Bank of Colorado, our UNC Hoops special on the whole show. Keep it here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
Every touchdown starts here. Tonight, starting at 5 p.m., Preps Radio will be live for training camp coverage of the Briggsdale Falcons. Brought to you by Agricultural Accounting.
This is Miles McClarty, safety for the UNC Bears, and you're listening to the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Welcome in. Welcome back to our Bank of Colorado special, our UNC Hoops Spotlight, Get to Know special, whatever you want to say. This is great for us to be out here. The Bears have a unique opportunity. They're going to be going to Puerto Rico this weekend, so they get a couple of practices in this week. And it worked out with the old schedules that we could come out and take it all in. We got to watch most of the practice earlier, and now we're catching up with some of these players that we do know, some of these players that we don't know as well. Manning Sharif joining us now. Manning from Milwaukee, Wisconsin, man.
Yes,
so
sir.
Kind of a trek from there to here. Mm-hmm. What's it been like so far for you here in Greeley?
It's been kind of an adjustment, I'd say, like just being in a really big city. Well, actually, last year I was in Trinidad. I was in a very small city, so coming here, it was kind of like they said, it's a big little city feel. So
that made it kind of easier.
Yeah, it made it a little easier going from Trinidad.
You were at Trinidad State Junior College,
yep.
And you obviously made, you know, a lot of waves there, mm-hmm. which obviously gets on the Bears' radar. Mm-hmm. Talk about, you know, what you've seen so far, and I know it's hard to ask this question in August, but that transition from Trinidad State to here so far at UNC, not the city aspect, but more of like the basketball side of things.
Yeah, I think going from the JUCO level to the Division I level, it comes with a lot of like maturity. Like, you got to mature fast. They're always telling us that. So, to me, it's drawing a blank.
It's just kind of a process.
Yeah, it's like kind of it's kind of a process. It takes a while, but I feel like after the first month, you start to get adjusted to all of the new like vocabulary that we use and all the plays, because we play very fast here.
Oh my gosh! Yeah, it's crazy, like, dude.
It's different.
I don't even know what I'm watching. I mean, I know I'm watching basketball, but you guys are just moving.
Yeah.
How intense is that for you? When it's just like, okay, you're not only here in a new spot, a new school, trying to learn all these, as you said, the vocabulary, terminology, whatever. It's a lot to pack into the brain, man, especially before you go on a trip to Puerto Rico.
It just comes with time, like I said. Like, well, from Trinidad, we kind of play a little fast growing up the court, so it wasn't as much of an adjustment as I'm sure a lot of my teammates are, but I'd say it's definitely tough. It's probably the hardest thing I've ever been through in my life, and I love it. Honestly, I do.
Well, you're going to do great, man. I'm looking forward to it. I got a text here. Wants to ask you a question. Ask Manning about his coach at Trinidad. Mike Fulda is a friend of mine. One of our guys, Ryan Hicks from Renaissance Insurance. Care to comment on that there, man? What's he like?
Yeah, Coach Fulda, he's the GOAT. He's the GOAT of, I'd say, JUCO basketball, man. Like, he really paved the way for Trinidad. And before, like, him giving me the opportunity to come out here or come out to Trinidad play basketball, I didn't even know that it was a city or a town in Colorado. So he's really making waves out there, like, 5 straight years winning the region tournament. He's a great coach. So, yeah, he's a great guy.
It's a small world in the state of Colorado. I will tell you that, my friend. Appreciate that text. Manning, I'm looking forward to seeing what you got in store for us, man, with this team. I asked you at the end, I'm like, are you tired? Oh, here comes the ball, Derbs. Nice save. Look at that. Great athletes there at the radio station, man. We still got it. No, man, I was like, dude, how are you guys not exhausted out there? And you're like, man, I can't. Mentally, I have to just tell myself I can't be tired at practice.
And it especially comes with just getting as many reps as you can. And when we took a little break, 3-week break, just still working out at home, getting in the gym, going to run, staying in the gym as much as possible. It's a necessity. Like, at this level, how college basketball is coming on right now, it's like a job. So you got to treat it like that.
I mean, it seems like, you know, 24/7. It's got to be on. If you're not doing it, it's got to be on your mind.
Yeah,
it
for
seems
sure.
Like. Manning, I wish you the best of luck, man. Have fun. I know there's going to be some downtime for you guys at Puerto Rico. You got to be looking forward to it.
Yeah,
every
most
time,
definitely.
That's the question I keep asking everybody, and they kind of light up a little bit. So I know you guys are pumped to go.
Yeah, for sure.
Well, go have fun, dude. And don't make this the last time we chat. We want to chat with you. We want to follow you along during your career at UNC, my friend.
Thank you.
All right, Manning. Good to catch up with you, bro. All right, have fun this weekend. Manning Sharif talking all things UNC Bears here. And Coach Ryan Hicks throwing it out there. We got Brett Klopfel joining us. Coach Brett Klopfel, my goodness, I'm so sorry. How you doing, man?
Good, Brady. How are you doing?
I'm trying to wrap my head around what I just saw. I mean, I know I'm watching basketball practice, but I know you guys, the terminology, everything that goes into it, it's just intense. It's intense, and there's a lot to think about when you guys are going at it out there.
Yeah, I think that's one of Coach Smiley's kind of sticking points, is just moving from drill to drill really quickly. At times, I think maybe we even try to overload the fellas with, whether it's, you know, vocabulary and the way we're talking about positioning drills, all that kind of stuff, and really throwing a lot at them so that we can reteach it in film. And so that's kind of our thing as a program, and we really try to cover a lot in 2 hours. You're here for the whole 2 hours. So.
Well, it was nice for us because we had Quinn Danker on a little bit, and he's literally doing play-by-play for practice. And I was like, wow, this is the normally I just come watch practice and I go, basketball, go through hoop, good. That's fun. But we actually getting Quinn to do the play-by-play and tell us what we're seeing was awesome.
Yeah, and Quinn knows the drills pretty well, I would say, by now. And obviously he has like a coaching pedigree. I don't know if you've ever had a chance. You know, his dad was a head coach for the CSU women, was the head coach at Santa Clara on the women's side, coached in, I think, Europe and China. And so he just comes from that background. So I'm sure his summary of practice was probably pretty dead on. But, no, I think you're absolutely right. We just our thing is really moving through practice quickly and getting a lot done and then kind of going back and reteaching it as we go on the film side.
Well, yeah, it's what I always kind of wonder, too, when you're evaluating practice. A lot of that has to be on the film side of things, too, right? Because
yeah.
things are just moving so quickly. You get different, whatever, different angles. You get to really sit down and figure out what you're seeing from these guys.
Yep. And if you notice, and we just, you know, we just don't stop practice a lot. We don't stop
to teach
a ton in practice. And that's where Coach, you know, he does a good job of kind of letting us in terms of coach and teach on the film side. It's not necessarily a bunch of things on the floor where we interrupt the rhythm of practice. Our job as assistants is to come back on the backside with these guys and show them in film the good, bad, and the ugly and where we can improve.
Yeah, well, I love the process, Coach. And like I said, I forget more of the information that I bring in when I come out to practices or I talk to you guys, but I just admire so much what you guys do as a program. And this coaching staff, you guys as a group, it's so much fun to just see what you guys have done over these last few years.
Well, we appreciate it, Brady. And you've been to enough of these, whether it's shoot-arounds.
Yeah, I should probably know everything
practices,
now.
The round ball. I mean, we figure if we need you to step in,
yeah.
it's not going to be a problem.
I think I got it. I think with this new 5-for-5 deal, I could probably get eligible for that. We'll see.
We could use the help. But, no, I mean, for years, you've been coming to this stuff pretty consistently. So if anybody has a feel for the pace and rhythm of our practices, it's you. And so it's always good to get that feedback that, man, you guys really get through a lot of stuff. And when you're here every day, it doesn't necessarily always feel like you're covering a ton, but I think we are.
Yeah. So. Well, Coach, I'm glad you guys get to go to Puerto Rico this weekend.
Yeah.
And that's why it was cool for
excited.
Us to sync up with you guys on these practices this week and at least come by here today. So awesome to see you guys in action in August.
Yeah.
And we know the season's just ahead, man. It creeps up pretty quick.
It comes up fast. We got our schedule, I think, dropping here shortly. But some really tough, kind of challenging non-con games. And obviously the Big Sky, we know that well. But it should be a great challenge for us. And the Puerto Rico trip should really help some of our young guys kind of get some reps and be ready for the live bullets here in November.
Well, and yeah, every time I ask about the trip, too, everybody's eyes kind of light up, too. It's kind of like, okay, it's still basketball. There's still a lot of basketball, and you guys are taking it seriously. But there's a little bit of the cool stuff, too.
Everybody likes the beach.
Yeah.
Everybody likes the beach. So hopefully we can get a little bit of time into the beach. But it being this close to the season, it's not like some of the foreign trips we've went on that are kind of midsummer. That kind of thing. It's later in the year where it's, now we're we get back, school starts. So it's a little bit more, I would say, detail-oriented and a little bit more pressure and tension in terms of just getting ready for the season, which is good, which is the kind of pressure we like.
And it's extra practices, extra opportunities for you guys to get together. Coach
Klopfel,
always appreciate you, my man, and we'll look to catch up with you very soon. Okay, get you in the podcast studio soon. Okay?
Hey, let's do it, man. Give me a date. We'll be there.
Yeah, we'll figure it out.
Thank you, Brady. Right, thanks, Coach, for always coming and supporting.
Appreciate you, my friend. Okay, we're going to take a quick break here because we're staying on schedule, Derbs. Is that right? Oh, my goodness. We got one of those youngsters that Coach is talking about. And Egan Shields told us this guy that's coming up next is the name, one of the names to circle. Maybe double circle it. Maybe triple circle it. We got Jeremiah Hammond coming up next. We'll take a short break here, 28 minutes after the hour. It's the whole show. Bank of Colorado presenting this special UNC Hoops special, our Get to Know the Roster edition. Let's jump out and get the latest on the local sports flash.
Here in Colorado, doing business is more than a transaction. It's a handshake, a neighbor helping a neighbor. And at Bank of Colorado, that's the way it's been since 1978. I'm Sean Ostoff, president of Bank of Colorado. And as Colorado's largest family-owned bank, we're built on personal service and a commitment to giving back. From local schools to community events, we invest where you live, work, and grow. Because this is more than business. It's home. Bank of Colorado. There's only one. Member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brock Wisney, former UNC men's basketball player, and you're listening to The Whole Show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.
Good radio voice. So,
welcome back in to our special, all things UNC special, thanks to Bank of Colorado. It's The Whole Show. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA. These kind of practices are so important for, just the team bonding, the team building, but also for the youngsters on this team. Jeremiah Hammond joining us, a Colorado dude, by the way, from Denver, Colorado. Did play your final year at high school basketball, Christopher Columbus High School in Florida, though, right? So I do want to ask you a little bit about that process and what that was like. But being a Colorado dude, now representing another Colorado basketball team, that's got to be kind of special for you.
Oh, yeah, for sure. It's very special. I mean, obviously knowing that I'm from here and this is what I want to represent. I mean, knowing that these guys here are good and the coach and the staff and all of them, I just want to put out a good note for them and just always have a great mentality doing anything no matter what.
Now, you tell me a little bit about your family. You got a basketball family.
I do have a basketball family, yes. My grandpa had played pro in the ABA for the Denver Rockets.
That's insane. That's awesome.
Then my dad played pro in Australia. Then my mom actually did play a little bit. She played at Cal Poly. Met my dad over there. Then I have an older brother who is going back overseas to play in Luxembourg. And then I have another brother who's my middle brother at North Carolina State now.
So there was no choice. You're going to play basketball.
I'm going to play basketball no matter what. Come on now.
Did you always love basketball? Or was it one of those that kind of, you just organically started to like, but it was always there?
It was always there, but, I mean, that's kind of where my passion has always been. I played football, baseball, and I've tried some other things as well, but I feel like basketball is always where it's been. I mean, obviously I look up to my dad and my grandpa, so I've always wanted to play after them.
I mean, there's got to be a lot of information that you can get. Okay. Having all these family members, mm-hmm. ABA stuff, college stuff, Australia stuff, just having all these people that you can lean on for advice as you continue your you kind of start this basketball career here at UNC.
Yep, and that's just great because having all these role models around me, these older guys, I mean, it's just a lot of help for me being a young guy coming in. I mean, they teach me certain things that I probably hadn't known before, and it helps me a lot, obviously, getting to know them, and it's just a great time so far.
I asked Egan Shields and Quinn Danker about a young guy on this team that we should be, like, getting to know this name more and more, and they both said, individual segments, they said Jeremiah Hammond.
That's what
they said. Just telling you what they said. Amen. I'm just reporting the facts, right?
Yes, sir.
So what does that do when you get, like, Quinn Danker, obviously, he's going to go down as one of the greatest UNC basketball players ever, saying something like that.
It's a blessing, honestly. I mean, to have him say that about me and just knowing how good of a player he is and knowing how hard he works, I'm glad that he recognizes my game and knowing how hard I work and how much quality time I put into my game. And for him to be able to say that, it's just a blessing.
Yeah. Well, I know you lit up a little bit when I was asking Coach Klopfel about the Puerto Rico trip this weekend, man. You're pumped for this.
I'm pumped for this, man. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm very excited.
You can play some great basketball down there, and then maybe you get 5 minutes of downtime.
Yep, right. Yes, sir. Hopefully.
You get some beach time.
Yep.
The weather cooperates. We'll see.
Right.
Jeremiah, hey, dude, great to meet you. We want to talk to you again in the future.
Yes,
just want to wish you the best of luck this weekend and then, of course, throughout the course of your season.
Yes, sir. Thank you so much.
All right, man.
I appreciate you.
We'll
guys.
Talk to you soon.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Well, we got to talk to one of the youngsters. Let's talk to one of the guys. We call him Wiley Vet. You know, we'll just do that. And I want to get the record straight here because I've obviously Arik Mouyen.
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 Yeah, Arik Mouyen.
Because I've said it 465 times.
Oh, you did? Okay.
Yeah, but different times every time.
Mouyen, Mouyen. A lot of people pronounce the Mao, Moa.
Well, we heard Jerry Schimmel, the voice of the Bears, say Mouyen a few times on ESPN Plus. So I'm not throwing Jerry Schimmel under the bus. We love Jerry. But we just wanted to clear that up.
Yeah, Arik Mouyen.
Mouyen.
Yeah, Mouyen.
We got it, man. Well, we got to get to this name because you're a great basketball player.
Thank you.
And we loved seeing your progress last year and what you meant to this team. And we're really looking forward to see what you're going to do with this group because you're one of those guys now that's kind of labeled as not only a leader on the floor, but a leader off the floor as well.
Yes, sir. Yep. I feel like, you know, starting from my freshman year, it was an adjustment. And obviously the older guys, we always talk about the older guys, and it always starts with a culture here. The older guys have a culture, and we just produce it throughout the other people too. And I've been here 3 years now, so I feel like that culture is instilled into me. So whenever I go out to practice, I feel like I have to show that, you know, that Bear side.
Yeah.
And then just they follow off of that.
Coach Smiley talks so highly of you when we talk about that. I mean, you talk about the culture thing. Obviously, guys he's reaching out to before they get here, he's looking for guys that instantly meet that kind of criteria.
Yeah.
You're one of those guys. Yeah. He talks about that at great length on the podcast, whatever, just about how you kind of set that tone. What does that mean to you, man, when you hear, like, your coaching staff say that's one of the guys not just on the floor, but he's really helping us set the tone for this culture?
Yeah, it really means a lot to me because it's the school that I want to go to, and it's the coach that really put his all into me. He bet on me, and it's so far it's paying off. So I feel like I just got to continue being that player that he knows I am, and being humble and just continue putting that work in.
What would you like to see as far as editing to your game this year? Things that you really want to see grow? Because, I mean, again, you're an excellent basketball player.
Yeah.
But you know more about your game than anybody else. What's like one thing you look at and say, this is what I really want to make sure I'm getting better at this
I final. Feel like I need to slow down my pace of the game sometimes. I feel like sometimes there's moments in the game where I either try to do a move too fast or try to do too much, and it costs the team. I feel like my IQ has to get a lot better, more in, you know, that comes with game experience, but my IQ, I feel like that should be improved on, and my shot. I feel like, you know, I didn't prove myself as a shooter last year, but this year I'm coming out here to show that I can actually shoot the ball and let people know.
Well, something tells me you're gonna figure both those things out, man.
Sure.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you guys are excited for the Puerto Rico trip coming up.
Yeah, it's gonna be a fun trip. It's gonna be my second trip out. You know, last year we went to Portugal.
Yeah.
And that was one of the amazing trips. I've never been out there.
I'm one of those guys that hasn't really been to a ton of places.
Yeah.
So when you hear that you're going to a place like this, you play basketball, but knowing that basketball's taking you there,
exactly,
that's kind of cool. Like that's a new opportunity.
Yeah, and I have a different perspective on that because I started basketball in Africa, and I started at 10 years old out there because my dad lives out there and he wanted me to live out there. He's a pastor, so you know his church wanted him to do all that stuff. I started living out there, and that's where I started to learn basketball from my uncles, from just, you know, the local people. And I played in different countries in Africa, and it was shocking because this is just one sport that started in one small, you know, little village I was at, and then I went to a different place, and it's crazy. I came out here, California, and now going to different states every other day. It's, you know.
It's like in your blood now, the travel.
It's in my blood,
it's just going all over the place, man.
Yep.
So, even though it's exciting, it's like, well, I've done this before. I've done this kind of thing before.
Exactly. You get numb to it, but you got to take a step back and realize, wow, you know.
Well, maybe you get some beach time.
Yeah,
you know, maybe you get some
sure.
relaxation time, you know, because you guys have been grinding this summer.
Ain't no beach,
man.
In Colorado, so it's gonna be something nice.
No, they're not as cool if you're around a lake, man. It's just not as fun.
Yep.
But you guys have been going at it hard this summer, so
hard.
And I know you had extra practices because of this trip, so
it
might be good to put your feet up for, you know, 5 seconds
for
or
sure.
so.
For sure,
dude. We're looking forward to the upcoming season. I know it's August, but it gets up here quickly, and before we know it, you guys will be in that non-conference schedule. So
it's going to be great.
Wish you the best of luck. Have fun this weekend.
Thank you so much.
All right, man. We'll talk to you soon.
Yep.
All right. We're still on pace here, man. I'm amazed by this, and I could not be doing this without the dude down the hall who's now the dude in the courtroom. Not that kind of courtroom. Maybe someday. But joining us right now, we've got Will Gordon, freshman out of Clearwater, Florida. Will, how you doing, man?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Now, you know what? We enjoyed watching you guys practice out there today.
Yeah, hard practice.
It was extremely hard. For you, what has been kind of the biggest adjustment so far?
Just really picking up on the plays and the little details that Coach talked about. So, like, just, you know, rebounding, checking, a freshman in there by rebound, you know, pass ahead, all that little stuff.
What is it like when, we're throwing 4 million things at you, and I'm watching practice going, how do they memorize that? How do they know where to go here? Is there a part of you that's like staying up late at night, like, I hope I can get this part figured out. I hope I can get this part figured out. What's that like?
Yeah, but I always stay up, you know, just thinking, like, what do I need to do that he told me, you know? And I just stay up just thinking about it, trying to perfect it so when I get in the game there's no mess up.
I mean that's part of the battle, right? It's just trying to perfect that, what you can do outside of the practice court, but then once you get on it, trying to put everything together there. And that's what this summer, you know, is so important for the younger guys and the new faces on this team. I mean, that had to be huge for you guys, and then to get these extra practices, to be able to have that trip to Puerto Rico, what that means. You got to be looking at that saying, yeah, it's cool to go to Puerto Rico, but I'm also thankful for the extra reps, the extra basketball time.
Guys, because some freshmen don't really get a lot of the reps I get, you know. You know, there's some teams that are 16 deep, and they get, like, one rep of practice, you know. So I'm just very blessed to get multiple reps against older guys that have been here.
What, you know, so far as, like, one of the guys you've connected with most on this team? Is there a guy that sticks out yet that's kind of maybe helped?
I want to say all of them, but I'll definitely say Vince. Yeah, he went to my high school.
Okay. That makes it.
I know him before I came here, but he's been giving me like advice and what I've been doing, good and bad. So I'm just really thankful for him.
Yeah. Well, I mean, it sounds like you guys just have a good group. I mean, all the time. And again, when we meet these freshmen, I was joking earlier. I said I've never gotten done with a Bears interview with a basketball player where I walked away and said that wasn't good. You know, that guy wasn't cool. Every single time, man. And you guys included. And you can already tell that there's just a bonding with everybody on this team.
Yeah, we connected fast, and that's really the beauty of college basketball. Is like these people you're gonna know for the rest of your life, you know, and they're just brothers.
Yeah,
and I love it.
Well, you guys are going to have some more team bonding coming up this weekend at Puerto Rico. Will, good to meet you, my friend, and looking forward to following your career at UNC, okay?
Thank you.
We'll talk to you soon. That was Will Gordon. We'll take a short break here. It is our Bank of Colorado UNC Hoops special, getting to know this roster, and we'll do more of that coming up. So appreciate Will Gordon jumping on with us. Coming up next, I believe, we will have Andrew Crawford, who played at Colorado last year. So excited about this dude coming up. Keep it here on The Whole Show. We'll be right back.
Every touchdown starts here. Tonight, starting at 5 p.m., Preps Radio will be live for training camp coverage of the Briggsdale Falcons. Brought to you by Agricultural Accounting.
Hi, this is Terry Fry, author, journalist, screenwriter, and you're listening to Brady Hull on The Hull Show, 1310 KFKA.
Welcome back into our UNC Hoop special presented by Bank of Colorado. It's kind of our get-to-know-the-roster portion of the schedule, really. And joining me now, former Colorado Buffalo, Andrew Crawford, if I could spit that one. That's an easy enough name for me to say, too. But that was like the easiest name, but we butchered it. Andrew Crawford joining us. Andrew, thanks so much for giving us some time, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Man, we're glad. I mean, you were a Buff last year. I got to tell you, as a Bears guy, pretty pumped that you're going to be a Bear next year.
No doubt. You know, that win that y'all had against us last year.
First time in like a million years, man, I think, is what it was.
Man, that was unreal. It showed me that the UNC Bears are a for real program, and wanted to be a part of it.
Was that something like, and again, I know there's all the transfer portal rules and the times you can get in and stuff, but if that was ever entering your brain, was that kind of like that game and seeing what Coach Smiley was all about? Was that like, whoa, that would be a cool team to play for someday?
Yeah, you know, it's not even the fact that they won the game, just the way they played, and I could see that all their players were committed to the right things and the winning, the little things that win games.
Yeah.
I could tell that they were really dialed into that, and that really stems from Smiley and the coaching staff.
Now, you know, you look at this Bears team, and it's such a rich history, so many great players. And I mentioned this one to you, too, and you've heard this name, but Dalen Kuntz. He was also a former Buff that took his career over here to UNC. He became a household name. He's one of the greats here at UNC. Just a few years ago was playing for this team. Coach Smiley certainly had to have talked to you a little bit about Dalen Kuntz,
no
right?
No doubt. And it wasn't only Dalen. It was all the big names, the transfers that they've got in the past that they've been able to develop and really make into star players and overseas pros now and even G League pros. You know, they've been able to develop those guys and really make them into better players, which I really respect, and that's one of the main reasons that I joined the Bears.
It was one of those things where when we had talked to Dalen over, you know, so many years with him about that process, it's you never anything negative to say about the Buffs. It was just one of those where they were guard heavy for him specifically, and it just, the timing was never there. When he did get his time, maybe he found himself pressing a little too much, and there was just so much pressure. For you, obviously coming out of high school, just well decorated, four-star guy, you know, big on the resume, tons of that stuff. When you look at it, is this one of those cases where you really feel like maybe just a change of scenery might make perfect sense? Sometimes, you know, have so much respect for Coach Ted Boyle, but sometimes just finding a different coaching situation, program, all that might just be what, you know, be the ticket for you.
No doubt. Like you said, I've I have nothing but respect for the Buffs, and I love those guys. I love that coaching staff over there. They've texted me this summer and check up on me all the time, which I really appreciate. But like you said, nothing but love. But yeah, coming over was really just an opportunity thing for me. I just really wanted my opportunity, and I felt like the Bears would give me that. And once I get out on the court, I'm gonna show why I should be out there and why I was so highly touted coming out of high school.
What I saw today, just a brief version. I think I looked over at our guy over here, Derbs, and I said, that's the guy that I have circled. So that's the one I'm really excited to see. You were at a Denver Post All Colorado Boys Basketball team. You were named to that team. That's a huge honor. I mean, there's some amazing basketball players in the state of Colorado. So to be one of those guys, obviously you're doing something right when it comes to the hoop side of things.
No doubt. High school was a fun time.
Yeah,
Thunder Ridge for sure.
Well, now you're getting, living it up with these guys. You're going to Puerto Rico this weekend, man. I mean, that's gonna be kind of fun.
Super fun. Right before school starts, it's in a very exciting time for our team. I think yesterday's practice was a little sloppy, but today we cleaned a lot of things up and we looked like the team that left a month ago. And I think we're ready to go out there and win some games and really get ready for this season.
You said, I got about a minute here with you, and then we joked. We're like, hey, the amount of time is how good you did in practice, man. You've had a good one here. This 10 minutes, that must mean you had one of the better practices. As far as, school starts right when you get back, is that process hard? Because not only are you transitioning to a new team, you got to get all your school stuff figured out, too.
Being a student-athlete is not for the weary whatsoever. It's definitely a job. But, over my 2 years in college, I've been able to really get used to it and really manage my time well. So coming back shouldn't be really that big of a deal. We don't go right into practice, so I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, get a couple of days, a buffer whatever.
Yeah, a little buffer.
Andrew, I am looking forward to it, man. I'm saying this pretty much everybody, because every time I interview a player, I'm like, that's my favorite player. Want to do this again with you, though, man. I want to follow your career at UNC and see what kind of great things you guys do this upcoming season.
I appreciate you having me on.
Andrew Crawford, got it right. See, like, again, the easiest name we've had. And Klopfel, I got right. But Crawford, for some reason, my gosh, man. Appreciate your time, dude. And have fun this weekend, and good luck this upcoming season. All right, we continue one more hour here. Plenty of players, more coaches. Coach Smiley's going to be on at some point. It is our UNC Hoop Special presented by Bank of Colorado. Keep it here on the whole show on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 at 1310 KFKA.
This KFK podcast is presented by Bank of Colorado. There's only one Greeley, one team like the UNC Bears, and one bank who cheers as loud as you do. Bank of Colorado, proud partner of UNC Athletics, member FDIC.